Chanukah Sameach to everybody. And so Sheni of Miketz, we have the both the interpretation of Paro's singular dream. This Forno, really emphasizes in his approach, Chalom Paro Echadu, Ein Potero Tam LeFaro, that the difference between Yosef and the, Chartumim was the fact that Yosef was really listening very carefully. When Paro said, Chalom Chalom Tiu Poterin Oto, that it was just two halves of the same dream. And the Sforno runs with that idea. And then, of course, as part of the interpretation, the Ramban is really the one that gets credit for this piece of it. Yosef puts together, a plan so that the, Sava that will be experienced uniquely in Eretz Mitzrayim will be able to sustain a Rav that will be Bechol HaRatzos. And at the center of that plan is V'yata Yere Faro Ish Navon V'chacham V'shisiu Al Eretz Mitzrayim. The idea that Paro is going to have to identify, of course, Paro says, Ein Chacham V'Navon Kamocha, Atati Al B'yisiva Al Picha Yisha Kolami. We'll get to that in the next Aliyah. But somebody who's going to be able to run the entire system, V'chimesh Es Eretz Mitzrayim, Tagamunkos, is from the language of Zeruzin. So the point is that you need to have a structure, and that Ochel Be'arim, that all of the surrounding areas from the urban point of view will, the food will be brought into that particular city. That's really the idea. And so the division of Eretz Yisrael into various regions and sectors which will hold the food locally. So the Sforno makes a very fascinating comparison. He says, it's like, is the Sanhedrin. A very interesting idea. The Sanhedrin Torah tells us, V'kamta v'elisa l'makom asher yivchar Hashem v'shaken ishmo sham. Of course, there are Sarei Alefim, Sarei Meo, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros, as Forno says, because you have this massive national project going on here where everybody has to be able to retain a certain quota of food. So what you need is everybody pulling in the same direction, as he says. And you can't have chiluke deos, you can't have people that are arguing, it's unfair, we're holding on to too little or too much, or whatever it is. Everybody's going to end up going in a different direction. So Yosef understood and appreciated the significance of making sure that everybody was, tachas yad paro, ochel be'arim v'shamaro, that the role of this individual was not just to, be a Navon v'chacham. The Ramban says Navon is to have administrative talents, Chacham is to have scientific or technological abilities to be able to understand what's going to preserve the food. But the role of this individual was no less to keep everybody sort of rowing in the same direction, a profoundly, cohesive group of people, because unless everybody is, all in, unless everybody is really on board with the plan, right, and then you're going to have all kinds of scandal and, corruption, and people are going to be taking 10% and 20% and 30% off the top. So this person is as much a manager of people as he is anything else. So that is Yosef's insight, according to the Sforno, is the need for mass centralization, and Paro has to have a right-hand man for the purpose of making sure that all of the regions, retain kind of a fealty to the overall plan, which is something which is, always very challenging. And many times you're dealing with, a single collective and the different, parts to the process. It's very hard to keep everybody going in the same direction. It's very fascinating when you think about it, that Yosef is the person, according to the Sforno, who's able to see how, if you don't have everybody kind of moving in the same direction, then what you're going to have is chaos, because of course Yosef comes from a background, right in his roots, where you have the internal division. It's going back to of course, Yosef's earliest days, and the importance of having a certain sense of, cohesion, everybody agreeing on what the goals are and what the plan is. And Yosef can sort of like uniquely give edus, uniquely testify to how damaging it is when you don't have people, with a shared sense of vision or with a cohesive idea, as he himself, Kigunov Gunavti Meir Tzayvri Vigan Polo Asisim Uma, Yosef has suffered terribly from that. So it seems like, V'ata Yira Faro Ish Chacham V'Navon V'Shisi Al Eretz Mitzrayim is a reflection of Yosef's understanding both his insight into the dream, but also his understanding and personal experience of the importance of internal cohesion, especially when one is talking about a project of this scale.